Now, according to the Social Traders Analysis of 2016, there are less than 200 social enterprises in New South Wales. And we're speaking with one of them today. Jackie Ruddock is the CEO of The Social Outfit. She's here to discuss the fashion label with a social mission. Jackie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Lovely to be on your show.
Now, what exactly is it that The Social Outfit does?
Sure. So The Social Outfit is a fashion label with a difference. And if your listeners were to come and visit us on King Street in Newtown, what they'd see is that we look exactly like a retail shop selling clothes that are bright and colourful. But if they were to pop their head in a bit further, what they'll notice is that the clothing's actually being made on site.
Wow.
And it's all part of an employment and training program that we run, working with new migrants and refugees to Australia. So the vehicle by which we do our work is to make beautiful quality clothing, but the reason we exist is to provide people their first Australian jobs and to help people settle here in Sydney.
This is so fantastic. And I guess the fashion industry can be seen as a bit of a heartless monster that just kind of burns and churns through a lot of garments each year. How did the idea for this organisation come about?
Yeah, I think that there are obviously some really great questions, particularly at the moment, that are being asked of the fashion industry. The other side of the fashion industry too is I think you have a great deal of creativity and innovation, which is really what we want to focus on. And the reason that we exist is, of course, because, as we all know, many new migrants and refugees arrive with these beautiful and amazing traditions of sewing and tailoring. So it's taking an existing strength and using that. We're actually a replication of an organisation that started in Melbourne, our sister studio called The Social Studio. So they've been going for around 8 years now, and we saw what they were doing and thought it was so amazing that we then built it here in Sydney, and we've been operating for 3.5 years.
This is so fantastic.
I guess it shows states working together, right?
Yeah, the one time where the rivalry isn't too great and we come together to make something amazing. Jackie, how is it that you get refugees and migrants involved in The Social Outfit?
Well, what we do here at The Social Outfit is we really specialise in our sewing and our creative programs. So for many humanitarian entrants coming into Australia, there's some solid systems in place with big organisations like Settlement Services International or the Red Cross that many of your listeners will know about. So what we do is specialise in what we're good at. So by word of mouth and by referrals and the like, people come to us with their sewing skills and their creativity and kind of hope for the future.
Wow, this is so wonderful. This is such a great way to, as well, to build a community for people who have been ripped from theirs and ripped from their homes and their families and their environments and kind of thrust into something that is quite unfamiliar, I'm sure, and quite daunting, and to give not only employment and somewhere to use their skills, but also a community of people who are going through something quite similar would be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been, we've been, as I said before, we've been here for 3.5 years and every day there's new things and it's exciting. I think one of the lovely parts about this is that our work to date has really shown how much of a community-minded spirit I think there is when we tap into it. So, you know, we work with over 28 fashion labels at the moment. Recently, for our latest collection, Romance Was Born, the amazing Australian fashion label, have collaborated with us, given us prints, and they've actually given us excess fabric that we can make into these one-of-a-kind garments. And what's interesting to me about that is that, as you just said, it's all of us coming together. So one of the things that we say here is, at last count, we had people from over 30 countries.
Gosh.
And of course, when we're that diverse, not everyone always speaks English. Many people speak other languages. So, but because it's around a creative enterprise, you can come together, you can watch one another, and you can learn. And so I'm really just proud that I think what we hope to be is a shining example of an Australian community spirit and one where we can come together to kind of work for a greater good.
Mm-hmm. Creativity is a bit of a universal language, in my opinion.
Exactly.
It touches everybody. And you're doing such incredible work. It's an amazing, amazing enterprise. What's next for The Social Outfit? Where are we going next with this?
Absolutely. Great question. We're very focused on the future. You know, you started with talking about social enterprises. Social enterprises are complex and often expensive organisations to run. So when you're providing employment and training pathways that haven't existed, it's complicated work. So we keep our focus on the future. Obviously, what we would love to do is to continue to employ and train more people. So we're really proud that we've employed 16 people to date, and for 13, that's their first Australian job.
Wow.
And across our programs, we've helped place 14 people into ongoing employment. So those are great numbers for us, and in individual lives, we know it makes a difference. We'd love to keep being able to do that. So really, the future for us is to continue working with the Sydney community and the broader Australian community to keep making garments that they hopefully love and love wearing, and kind of to keep sharing this story about how we can come together and celebrate this proudly multicultural Australia.
Jackie, you're doing incredible things. Before I let you go, we're in King Street, Newtown, that's correct?
Yeah, 353, so 353. Just down from Newtown Station.
Beautiful. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Awesome. My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. That was CEO of the social outfit, Jackie Ruddock, there. They're doing incredible things for the ethical fashion industry and for the Sydney community as well. If you're in Newtown, if you're in the area, make sure to pop into the store, check it out. We'll pop a link on the podcast at the end of the show if you would like to find out more, 2ser.com/weekendbreakfast.